Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah. One more day, and then my beloved wife, Danita, is back. Our readings this morning is Psalm 74, and it's verses 4 to 11. Direct your steps to the perpetual ruins. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Your foes has roared in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their own signs for signs. They were like those who swing axes in a forest of trees, and all its carved wood they broke down with hatchets and hammers. They set your sanctuary on fire. They profane the dwelling place of your name, bringing it down to the ground. They said to themselves, "We will utterly subdue them." They burn all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, and there is none among us who knows how long. How long, O Lord, is the foe to scoff? Is the enemy to revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hands, your right hand? Take it from the fold of your garment and destroy them. Now, this we've seen in times past, and Noah, I think of a time when godliness has really been taken over by ungodliness, and then a move of God. But before that, we just see the people of God had to stay in faith, but many went astray, and then God moved. We see in the time of Gideon the same thing. And Esther and the young men that were taken into Babylon, there we again, all this, the standards of God is subdued, and there is a longing. Creation longs for a beautiful manifestation of God because there's just so much evil and corruption, and that's exactly where we are today, in politics, in sport, in every area. In sport and these areas where you really what breaks your heart is that very poor people are speaking up because why? They've been bought with big bucks. And it's a really a way that just keeps us just looking at that. It's a distraction, but not seeing that we've been played. And it's all just to keep us away from seeing the real evil and standing up against the evil that's around. And especially in the church, I mean, the rulings that have come out of church groups, the standards have so dropped. I mean, I think of Ephesians chapter 10, Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 10, that Jesus is raised to be filled, to fill all things, and then you've got the fivefold ministry, and they're there to bring people, prepare people for the work of ministry to edify the body. So people, it's not, church is not meant for entertainment and just paying the pastor. It's for everyone to realize, what is the way to God, to do those steps, and then to know they're unique and special for a unique work. And for to get a unique work, they need to wake up to their unique God and spend time with their unique God so that they could be His workmanship, so that His works can be seen, and everyone can therefore come to the unity of the faith. So people need to be weaned off the milk and start taking hold of the solid food, that which comes from the heart of God as you look to Him. And a lot of these things have fallen away. But praise God, I believe we're going to see a mighty move of God like never before. Again, it's to all clarify, to let what they didn't see, they will see. What they didn't hear, they will hear, because it will be manifested through a remnant, through a part of the body of Christ that has looked to the head, been nourished from the head, and stands and resists the evil, resists the sons of darkness that is here, and the Lord will arise, and the sons of God will be revealed that creation is waiting for. So be encouraged, guys. Just take this time to really just seal your relationship with the Lord. Let it be your everything. If he's not first, then there's very little place for him. But if you put him first, acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. So be blessed to know God has got a history of working on behalf of those that he loved, and working on behalf of what he loves. Amen. So he knows how to punish the wicked, and he knows how to save the righteous. And that's the God we serve. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.